Good morning. It's the 29th of January, 2019, and today we have the Devil Reversed and the Lovers and the Four of Swords. Get thee behind us, Satan, you stinky, mangy, hairy, horny old fuck. At least that's how he's depicted in the old decks, crouched like a gargoyle on a pedestal, all teeth and claws and bad breath. He sits between and has enslaved two naked humans with one of his many devilish devices, and they stand as if entranced or mute on either side of him, or her, for that matter, who holds the chains to their rather loose dog collars, not in a good way. These people are voluntarily and willingly hooked. It's all fun and games for now. The devil has many names, as it is said. Fear is one of my interpretations, as I think that's where he wins, is when we let our fear hold us back. But generally speaking, without diving down the rabbit's hole, he or she brings addictions, greed, excess, vice, and materialism. The devil may represent a shared vice or even crisis that may have brought these two together. Even a frenemy, a.k.a. a devil in disguise, but in the end, came between them. There are a lot of humans here between all three cards. Reversed, in the past position, any and all negative influences have been recognized, dealt with, and overcome. We've hopefully seen the last of our Capricorn devil, and may your own demons stay gone. But the stars of the show today in the here and now are the beautiful Lovers, number 6 of the major arcana, also nude but embracing peacefully in a beautiful green garden of calla lilies. No one and nothing coming between them. Dark and unhealthy vices, habits, secrets, fears, people, or all of the above, because often they come as a bundle, are gone. Get rid of one, and another usually goes with it. Alone together, everything seems better than fine between these two. In the future is the restful, restorative Four of Swords, Libra, Gemini, Aquarius, showing the effigy of a knight in repose, laid out on a stone tomb. His four swords are displayed on the wall behind him. He is at rest after the trials and angst of the preceding three. It seems that, if not both, at least one of these humans is doing a lot of work in order to be their best selves, inspired by, what else? Love. Each wants to be at their best for the other. French philosopher Jean-Paul Sartre famously said, "Hell is other people. This today, I believe, is that."